Well, what we're doing here is presenting in detail for the first time the plans for the first phase of the development. It's known as Plot B, but obviously people won't be moving into Plot B. They'll be moving into a named building. But it's a block of houses and apartments, 86 in total, different sizes. And it's towards the western end of the site, close to where the Lees lift is. So at the base of it, it forms one of the sort of bookends for the Lees lift square, which is a new public space that we'll be creating.
And the Lees lift square, I found that quite interesting, obviously, in terms of looking at the photographs and stuff. So how would you kind of describe that to people? Because obviously the Lees lift, when it was in operation, was a very, very significant part of the town in terms of transport and also the historical value. So what's this going to kind of do in terms of enhancing that area once it gets up and running with the contribution from Sir Roger de Haan?
Once the Lees lift is repaired, which will take a significant amount of money, I understand, but there's a major contribution from this development going towards that. That will create a new and improved kind of arrival space at the foot of the Lees for people coming from the town. And it'll also form a destination, if you like, at the western end of the site. So the harbour arm at the eastern end of the site and the Lees Lift Square at the western end of the site, right next to the coastal park. The coastal park has been kind of a little bit difficult to find for some people for many years, and we think that this will form a new gateway to that area as well. So all in all, it forms a new public space, a new public square. And what we've wanted to hear, apart from anything else, is ideas as to how that space can be animated.